I arrive on time for once. You're the one running late tonight, telling me, "Wait 1 minute, I'm almost ready." When you come out, I can only stare. "How does it look?" you ask. "Fantastic, of course. How is that even a question?" You look absolutely regal in formal attire. "It looks great," I say with a smile. "I bet it would look even better on the floor." You stare at me, eyes wide. "Why do you look so stunned?" And it takes a few moments for my grin to falter. Shit. Did I say that out loud? Neither of us know how to respond to that, so instead we continue as if nothing happened, and we leave your place. And the party is fun. Not as uptight as I was expecting, considering it's a black tie affair. The room is filled with laughter, and everyone is a little tipsy in their expensive designer gowns and sharply tailored tuxedos. And I thought I'd feel a little out of place here in my department store duds, especially next to you, looking so dazzling. But I'm laughing too. And I know I'm just here because you needed a date. But when a friend of yours starts leaning close to me, puts their arm around me, and slurs some innuendos, do I see that charming smile of yours become just a little forced? Are your eyes narrowing? Is that a frown pulling at the corners of your mouth? And you take my hand and pull me apart from your friend towards the dance floor, trying to apologize for their behavior. It's okay. I'm still smiling. You're more bothered about it than I am. What? Are you jealous? And your brow furrows slightly in confusion. Your lips just barely part. And I feel my face burn hot. Shit. Did I say that out loud? You don't say anything, but you begin to sway to the music, pulling me along to the sweeping melody. I think you're doing some sort of waltz, but I don't know how, so I let you lead. My feet fall into step with yours. And it feels nice, letting you pull me closer and closer to you, moving together in unison, like our bodies have entwined themselves together to create one single dancer, far more graceful than either of us could be alone. And we dance for a long while, your smile returning as thoughts of your flirtatious friend fade. You finally slow to a stop and say something about getting sweaty. It's too hot. No, you are. Your brow furrows once more, but this time you laugh despite it. It still takes a moment. Fuck. I just said that out loud, didn't I? I find myself laughing too, the awkward, nervous sort that bubbles out when you're not sure what else to do. I wish the ground would just open beneath my feet and the earth could swallow me whole. Where did my filter go? Why is my mouth saying things before I even realize it's what I'm thinking? When did my brain turn into a useless pile of mush? What the hell is wrong with me? I gather my composure as best I can. And thankfully, the party is beginning to dissolve, guests disappearing back to their homes one by one. So we say our farewells and disappear too. And we arrive back at your place, lightheaded and tired, but still buzzing with thrilling energy. I stand in your doorway, watching you slip off your shoes the instant you set foot inside, tossing your coat onto the back of the nearest chair. You beam at me with that stunning smile of yours and ask if I want to stay for a drink or two. I should get going, I say. And you stare at me. Not the usual kind of stare. This one makes me feel naked. Exposed. Like you're staring straight through my skull into that hopeless mush I used to call my brain. You should, you finally say. Slowly. Staring. But what do you want? I want to fuck you senseless. Your eyes change. A subtle thing, but unmistakable. A grin spreads across your face. And when you shove me down on your couch, and when you start pulling off my clothes, and when you start kissing and licking and sucking and biting all of the soft, sensitive spots of my body, and especially when you start moaning and panting and making all the noises I never thought in a million years I'd ever hear come out of you. I am so glad I said that out loud.